Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. We're back inside the building once again for another edition of the Interview Hour, our daily interview section we run on Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays, looking into different artists around the UK and worldwide about the projects they're working on, where they have come from, and of course, what is on the way in the future. Today, I'm very excited to jump into another conversation. We've got another fantastic artist on the line. We are joined by Man Like Kanda. How are you doing, sir?
Yo, I'm good, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm great, mate. I'm great. It's good to get you on the line. Really excited to dive into this conversation today. Obviously, I've been receiving your stuff for a couple of weeks now, and I've been really excited to kind of get into the actual discussion. Talk about your sound as well, and more than anything else, get a bit of kind of history on where your sound comes from, because obviously you're still quite young, working in and around the game, still 17, which is crazy, the kind of perception you're getting at such a young age. When did you first know that music was what you wanted to do?
So I actually started singing at the age of 8.
Okay, wow.
It just randomly came across. Yeah, it was at school that I found out, wow, like, this is kind of the thing I want to do for now. I'm not quite sure in the future, but that's what I wanted to do when I was 8 years old. But as I got older into, like, secondary school, you know, like year 9, year 10, year 11, I started performing a lot more. And obviously, I had that performance at the O2. When I was 16 years old, which was unreal. So
unbelievable, I've got to say.
Yeah. That I think that was the performance that kind of sparked it and made me think, okay, you know, it's not really normal to see a teenager kind of every day performing that. So it just made me think, what else is possible?
Awesome. I mean, kind of off the back of that then, like, let's just dive very quickly into that performing at such a, again, prestigious venue at such an older age. Walk me through kind of your head as you're kind of walking up to go and perform. Obviously, the O2 is a globally renowned venue. Like, how do you get your head around
that? Yeah. Honestly, the whole day, it was just kind of like, I used the first part of the day to just prepare and kind of relax myself. So it was just me and my dad. We went to the O2 and just kind of relaxed, did a couple of fun things there. And then the moment it hit me is when I saw everyone else come from Coventry all the way to London. And I saw them like coming up to the O2, like where like the entrance is. And I saw massive banners with my face on.
Oh, man.
And it was like Team Kanda, like all of it was just unreal. That honestly, I think that has to be, I think, probably top three highlights so far in my career. And I'm hoping for more.
I feel that's going to be a highlight for anyone at any stage of their career.
Of course.
It's such a big deal to be able to kind of dive into. And obviously still being relatively young in the scene now to this day, like a question I always like to ask younger performers more than anything else is, do you find, not necessarily that it's gotten in the way, but do you find people kind of take you as seriously as you would like because of how old you are?
To be honest, I'm trying to think. When you sing when you're like a younger age, right, and you're an artist trying to get out there and develop and kind of reach out to these labels and try and get on the charts, it's hard to be taken like fully seriously because it's just the fact that people don't think you're mature enough to kind of deal with like the real world music and everything going on, because it's not just you sing a song, you put it out there and it gets a million views. You know, there's a lot of hard work, and I've learned that especially the past 2 years, there's a lot of hard work that goes into each single. So yeah, I think age, to be honest, with every artist, sometimes you can be overlooked if you are pretty young, but if you use it as a starting point and kind of go onwards and upwards from there, it can look really good in the long term. So I'm hoping it kind of pays off for me.
Definitely, man, I can see it. And I think you mentioned there about kind of growing and developing and obviously what that kind of brings. One of the things that we've seen that's happened to you, which is really exciting to dive into, obviously collaborating with a very kind of globally renowned artist in Punjabi MC. Obviously an incredible thing to be able to happen. What was that like as an experience? Obviously, again, from your perspective.
Yeah, that was really good. So I've actually known him for quite a long while, but when I started singing, so I was 8 years old, I probably started to know him when I was about 12, 13, because he was like family friends with my dad.
Okay, cool.
And we were going to do something then, but obviously 12, 13, that's an age probably too young for like a collaboration like that. So when I got older, started to develop my voice, like I found my style. Then he reached out and was like, let's drop a song. So I was like, of course, I couldn't refuse the offer. Like, making a song with someone that's got that global success, you know, he's had songs and remixes with people like Jay-Z. So it was unreal to kind of get that response and just him saying, let's make a song. So it was just unreal to go into a studio and make that song. And hopefully it's not the last for them.
Definitely, man. It's definitely something I can see happening again. Like, from your perspective, especially in regards to how, like, the release went and stuff like that, still being moderately early on, how did you kind of find the response to that collaboration?
Yeah, it was actually really good. So we got played on pretty much national radio every other day. You know, we were on music channels on TV. So it was unreal to see myself on TV for the first time. That was a pretty crazy scene.
Say, how does that feel? That's never happened to me, and I'm sure it happened to the majority of people. So I need to ask, how does that feel?
Yeah, yeah. It was unreal. Literally, I didn't expect it as well, because my family, they listened to some Asian music at home, and they were just casually watching the music channel, and like, they heard the guitar strum from my song, and they were like, no way. And they just saw me on this, like, on their TV. It was unreal. Wow. Wow. But yeah,
that, you didn't even know it was going to happen. You didn't even know it was going to happen.
No. We didn't know at all. We had no idea.
That's amazing.
That was unreal.
That's an amazing thing to see kind of happen, man. And then obviously, as you said, hopefully it's something you can see happen again in the future. And it's just really exciting kind of looking through all these kind of things that have already happened for you. And it's clear that there's going to be a kind of continuing journey, and things are obviously going to get bigger and better as they go. But I tell you what, you've had a hell of a starting point to kind of grow from,
which
is really exciting to see. Obviously, this is a show where we always talk about new music as well, and we are going to dive into talking about new music from yourself. Obviously, this next track we're going to talk about is the new single. IHGYN is abbreviated to also I have got you now, which I struggled to say really badly. I really struggled to say. Am I the only person who struggles to say it? Or
No. I've heard a few people struggle to say it. That's why I abbreviated it.
Yeah, it has to be done, man. Again, talk me through the story behind this one.
Yeah, so this one, to be honest, it's quite different to a lot of things that I do, but anyone kind of listening to me for the first time should know that I kind of make two types of songs. So either one, you get to see kind of one part of me that's fun, creative, you know, likes to have like kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of like a party mood. That's kind of one part of me. And the other side is kind of what this song represents. And in the past, I did it with Never the Same. And basically, it's just, I like to go into like real world problems,
okay,
and just kind of express them in my voice. So I've Got You Now is basically all about men's mental health, because I feel like in today's modern society it's overlooked, and I don't like to say that, but it is, like, it's a fact. And to be honest, I think people sometimes forget who they have around them and like the support they have, because obviously, you know, we've got so many like friends and even our family around us. You won't be able to tell 100% of the time what's going on in their minds. You know, everyone's got their own problems. But I think the main message to take from I've Got You Now is simply the title. Being there for someone can be enough. And I just wanted to express that in the way I know how to do it best.
Amazing, man. It's such a good message to kind of put out there. And I think an interesting thing again to ask about this with would be how the response was, again, because obviously it's such a, I don't necessarily want to say personal tune, but it's a tune that I feel could be quite personal to a lot of people.
With the kind of
subject matter involved. Like, how have you found people coming back to you with this one?
Yeah, it was, to be honest, it was a really good like kind of response from everyone in general. We've had, I won't say any names, but I've had a couple of people come to me and like reach out and said, like, the song's touched me, which is like really positive to hear. To be honest, I made the song with the intent of helping people out, and I feel like it's doing that for the people that are listening to it. But also in terms of like a song in itself, like disregarding the meaning of it, I've also been getting like a lot of positive feedback on how it sounds. Like, people are saying, this is my best song yet, and we're excited for what's to come. So I'm really glad everyone's enjoying it, to be honest.
Awesome. That's a really nice balance. And it's something I feel a lot of the time when people, I suppose, are working on music, again, that has that kind of personal feel to it. A lot of the time, sometimes even to an extent, it feels like there's almost too much emphasis on making it personal to people and not necessarily holding down the actual sonic of the sound and holding down how it physically sounds, you know. And they're two sides of the same coin. So it's cool to see that the response has been kind of positive on both sides of that. And obviously, leading on from this, you are currently working on a lot of new music at the moment. You're working on an EP, which is due out in June. Talk to me about this as a project. When did it start kind of coming together and you knew you were going to be putting out a project?
So we've had this actually in the works for the past couple of months, to be honest. I'd say last 4 or 5 months, I've just been spending like getting the songs ready, getting kind of my video ideas for future videos and like even concerts to perform at in the summer. So we've been kind of just crafting this project together over the past couple of months. And I'm just really excited to drop all of them tunes because on this EP, it's not just one genre. Like I have my own style, but I think what's different about me is I like to like intervene into other genres. So I don't just stick into one, but I like to keep my style no matter what. So one thing I can definitely guarantee is that you'll be hearing different sounds, but you'll be hearing the same candor on each song.
That's a really kind of cool combination. Something I always say about my favorite artists and the artists that I feel on a global scale kind of cross over really well is being able to be yourself and sound different, if that makes sense. It's such a difficult pocket to find, but once you find it, again, it seems like you're finding so many of these pockets really early on, and it takes a lot of like years and years to find out exactly where they're supposed to be, so it's so kind of awesome to see. Again, it's due out in June. Did you always know that was going to be the date, or has that been more sort of recently decided? Because I know these things can change at any moment.
Yeah, they do, but I think, to be honest, generally speaking, I think that was the plan to drop it like summertime, because we wanted to kind of drop a few singles. So I've dropped Demon, Toxicity, and now I've dropped I Have Got You Now. I'm going to be dropping one more single around March, April time, and then we're going to go into the EP in June. That's kind of always been the plan. So I am pretty glad that we've kind of stuck to it, and like our organization's been key for this.
Amazing, man. Yeah, no, definitely. I think as well, when you have the plan in place and you stick to it, you do tend to, I find anyway, you tend to yield better results when you actually just stick to a plan and roll with it, and rather than kind of shooting off into different directions. It's really exciting to hear. And then obviously you've mentioned getting some live shows lined up as well. Obviously coming from someone that's played the O2, this is an exciting thing to hear. So like, what's on the play live show wise?
Well, to be honest, I can't really confirm anything yet, but there are a lot of talks happening for pretty big festivals. So I would watch out for my name on Instagram or anything like that to just see where I'm performing, because I think we'll be getting a lot more news around March, April time.
That makes sense. I feel that's when you do tend to start finding out what's going on. Festival season especially. Okay, cool, man. I'll tell you what, it's been great to kind of chat to you, and I can hear the kind of enthusiasm in your voice about like how much this kind of this journey means to yourself, and it's really exciting to hear.
Yeah, of course.
For the rest of kind of 2022 then, what can we expect from you outside of this EP? Is there anything that's going to be dropping afterwards, or are you going to be entirely focusing on this EP for the rest of the year, do you reckon?
For the first couple of months, I'd say, my focus is going to be kind of entirely centralized around the EP. But I feel like there's just a bit too much space for me to not drop anything after, you know, so I would expect maybe one or two more tunes after that.
Amazing. That's what we like to hear, man. It's good to hear about the consistency being in motion as well. I'll tell you what, dude, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you on the show today. Thank you for taking the time out of your morning to come and chat to us and obviously get involved. Just for those who aren't already following you and aren't aware of the kind of journey you're on and the projects you're working on, where can people kind of check out what you're doing online, and what's like your preferred platform for people to follow you on?
All right. First of all, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. The main place to find me is on Instagram. You can find me at @officialcanda4. And my website is www.candasounds.com. You can also find me on Spotify. If you type in Kanda, K-A-N-D-A, I should be the first search to pop up.
Amazing. There we go. And I love the fact you know it all off by heart. It makes life so much easier. Yeah. It's fantastic to know. All right, then, dude. Thank you again for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. And we're going to jump into the new single now. Again, I have got you now. I'm going to remember how to say it this time around. For those who haven't heard this, describe the tune in one word very quickly for us.
Oh, one word. Okay. Let's just say love.
Love. There we go. What a brilliant way to get into it. Keep it on, people. We're going to jump into this one right about now. Following on from that, we are going to get into today's episode of the Dub Shack. So keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We're live on Trickstar Radio this morning.
Trickstar Radio.